Oh boy, here we are on another episode of Pocket Macro Talks, the enthusiastic talk series where I talk enthusiastically about a subject. I got this out of a book, Grow Rich with Peace of Mind by Napoleon Hill. In it, he said everyone should talk about or read something for 10 minutes in an enthusiastic way to build the habit of talking enthusiastically. I suggest you try it too for fun so you can talk more enthusiastically. It's a fun thing. More people listen to you if you're talking with some enthusiasm. And on this episode, it's funny. So I'm going to talk about growing a podcast, which I am not an expert at by any means. I just happened to get targeted by an ad about growing your podcast, and I forget the guy's name, but he did a webinar, and I'm like, oh, it's gonna be another one of these, like, teaser, oh, here's a product, come buy it, and then you'll actually learn how to do it. But no, it was legit. It was an hour long, and I left it running on my phone. It was a video, so I had it facing towards my phone holder, but it was running. I had the sound playing in my ears while I was playing with the chickens, so it worked out. It wasn't too bad listening to it for an hour. The main takeaway was really the first point. The other points were about monetizing and using social media effectively, but the main thing that got me was the first part, which was being specific. So that hit me really hard, and statistically, based on the data he provided, podcasts that do not have a, you know, specificity have a hard time growing a following because no one can really relate to it. And it makes sense. I get it. And that hit home for me because my podcast is really, really all over the place. The consistently lately is me talking enthusiastically about something. That something could be whatever, you know, could be a butterfly, could be beekeeping, could be photography, could be macro photography, could be 3D printing, could be a traveling to, you know, the balloon fiesta, like all over. And I don't know. So all over the place is who I am, so it doesn't, I'm not sure what to do with that, but my initial thought was to rename this podcast series to Enthusiastic Talks with Sam, just make it my personal brand, where it's literally just me building up my ability to talk enthusiastically and just about whatever, and leave that just as more of like practice. And if you enjoy this and you want to keep listening to it, it's not going away. I'm just going to rename it, and then we're going to make Pocket Macro Talks solely on ultra macro photography of insects. As that's the big thing. I'm gonna do the same thing on my Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that social stuff is just strictly going to be macro photography. That's gonna be the niche of that content. And yeah, so growing a podcast, the biggest takeaway was to identify your audience and be very specific about your show, who you get on. Again, this is only me. Now, if I go the niched down approach, then I could actually start bringing people on, because I know tons of other macro photographers, thanks to posting so many macro photos. It's kind of, you post stuff, you get familiar with people who post the same kind of content, and so that could be a way. I don't know any of them who have their own podcasts. I know they've been on certain podcast episodes, but that's the big takeaway from that hour-long training is pick your audience. If you want to grow a podcast, be very, very specific. You know, not like broad, like working out or workout tips. Be like, instead of workout tips, it'd be like how to get extreme, you know, below 5% body fat, completely ripped, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. That was a bad topic. I don't know much about working out. So that's not the podcast for me. But just to reference, cooking, you know, that's a vague one. Cooking what? You know, it's like cooking cakes. There you go. That, you know, cooking fancy cakes, just like on the show Nailed It. Or, you know, I don't know. That one where is it a cake? The random pieces of furniture that or whatever, it could be anything, just everyday objects that may or may not be a cake, and the ones that look that are a cake, it's crazy that it is a cake. Wild stuff. So there we go. That's my takeaway I wanted to share. Grow, you know, be specific, and I guess that works everywhere. And on the flip side, it's like, I'm all over the place, but that's who I am. And that's because I chose not to focus on stuff. I did focus on macro photography for 2 years straight every day. Loved every day of it. And I'm actually going to start doing that again this spring when the flowers and bugs come back. I'm going to do that every day. Every day I'm going to go back to the macro photography, to be in nature and get my photos even better than they already are, because there's always room for improvement. But yeah, I want to keep this Enthusiastic Talks series going because it's something I could do every day. Pick a thing, like, you know, in front of me, it's like I have a box of tarot cards. I could have an Enthusiastic Talk about that, or hand strengthening. So, like, I got all sorts of stuff for hand strengthening all over the place, but that's apparently not the way to go to grow a podcast. Makes complete sense to me. When I heard the talk, it jived with me. And then the other part, I didn't pay attention about the monetization as much. Basically, it was it's best if you build a product or you're selling someone else's products. And the rule was you don't want to ask for someone to buy unless they've consumed at least 7 hours of your content. So whatever that is, 20 minutes, 7 times 60 is 420, LOL, divided by 20. So after 21 episodes, for me, that's where I could be like, yo, buy this product, and you could sell either your own product or an affiliate. You know, it's like Joe Rogan is a good example. He has a ton of affiliates, like, and I don't know, he sells like this brain health pill, is like alpha something, I forget what it is, but he advertises that a lot, so it makes me think that maybe it's something he worked on or he's part owner in. I don't know, or it's just something he's an affiliate for. But Joe Rogan, he's just got a massive amount of following, so he can make X, and he makes money doing other things, so that's like easy income. But for everyday people, you got to start somewhere, and finding a good affiliate product to sell is a good way to go. Or if you go your own route, make your own product, whether that's a clothing brand or something, a product that people can use, your own cookies, I don't know, whatever it is, that is the number one way to make a full-time living via podcast is selling your own product. Makes sense. So when I heard that, I thought immediately of going with macro photography, and I do actually have something I could sell as a product, and that is my fancy little background holder. You can't find anything like it anywhere I've looked. It adds flair to macro photos, specifically the ultra macro photos, where you have like a very small subject with a very high-powered zoom lens. Then you can easily put that background behind your subject to get awesome details and pretty colors and just something different than the standard. When you look at macro photography, there's like three consistent standards that you see. Is like the one is just completely black background, and that is just the default if you use a low ISO speed with a flash. All that bright light lights your subject, and then the background is completely black. The next one is you put like leaves or like a flower, you know, some part of the bug will have like flowers or leaves behind it, and then that gives you a green or flower backdrop. And the third one is if you don't use a flash and you have the sky in the background, you can have a pretty blue backdrop. But the background holder could be whatever. Like, you could do crazy stuff. I did a fun one. It was really fun. I did like a tiny little brick wall to like mimic people photos. So I want to get more into that, where it's like a portrait photo shoot of a tiny little bee or bug or whatnot. And that's fun. So that's a product I can sell that I, you know, so I thought the niche down, that's a weird word for me. It's like, it's your niche. Other people call it your niche. I don't know which to say. So I go back and forth, but there we go. So that, and then I forget the other thing, but the one other aspect was using social media effectively, and it wasn't promoting yourself and your podcast and your brand, like, come check it out. It was more like you as your brand, you know, like me as Pocket Macro, going on to other macro photos and engaging with people in the comments, or talking directly to people about something, whether that's through a live video or a reel, post, anything, where it's just like, hey, I know you like taking photos of bugs, and I do too. Let's connect and have fun, or something like that. I don't know the proper way to how he was explaining it. Anyway, Gary Vaynerchuk has a easier to follow strategy that I think is more close to what the individual is trying to explain, and he has this fancy thing. He calls it the $80 strategy, which is really good. He suggests you find the 10 most important relevant hashtags in your field. Then you go through each of those hashtags and look at the top 9 posts. Go into each post and look at that person's profile, see what they're about, and then you go back to that post and you leave your 2 cents. Like, you put meaningful commentary on that post, that's good. Like, think of like what you would like to see on your posts. You know, a lot of people are like, great pick, looks awesome, cool beans, heart, smiley face. Not a lot of engaging, you know. It's like, whoa, you know, like the example Gary uses is he's on this guy's page, and it's just like he's ripped. You know, it's like an athletic Instagram feed. The guy, the picture is a ripped guy, and he's like, "Damn, you're yoked," or whatever. Yeah, it's like, "You're looking swole, guy. Awesome, awesome bod." You know, that's his two cents to add to it. And people would, that individual would look at it and go, "Ah, yeah, cool, thanks." But then on top of that, I'd be like, "Whoa, it's Gary Vaynerchuk." Maybe. So that's fun, but that's a good strategy. So 10 hashtags, 9 posts, each 9 top, 9 of the top posts per hashtag, each leaving your 2 cents, your comment, whatever. And you can add more to it by, you know, sharing it on your profile, on your stories or whatnot. But it's a good strategy. And that is the whole idea, is to be social on social media, not just post about like, "Hey, here I am. Here's this stuff I'm doing. Me, me, me." Everyone wants, you know, included, you know, like to feel you care about them and you want to really do. Like, it'll show if you're just like being, you know, doing it to do it. Like, you really got to want to care about people who are interested in your content and vice versa. So that's the social media part. So it's like engage with people, not just put content out, but you can look at consume other people's content, comment on it, relate to it, and build a community. It's more about building a community. I believe I can make a wonderful macro photography community myself, and that's something I'm going to push forward and move towards to accomplish with my upcoming spring plan of doing a lot of macro photography. So that is where I'm going. And that, so this is growth of the podcast is, you know, growth of the podcast is picking a very specific niche and sticking with it, putting in the work, and effectively getting your name out there by interacting with other people on social media. And that's how people will become aware of you and check it out and then listen to your show and be like, "Oh, wow." And then, you know, the no-brainer part is you want to put a good show together. Like, I feel I could do a lot better on my shows. It's fairly easy because it's just me talking and I have a straightforward editing. Each episode, I try to do something a little better. You know, I trim out all the dead silence and I remove background noise, denoise, and, you know, trim it, try and take out a little awkward pauses. There were a few just while I was recording this episode I had to cut out and stitch back in to make it flow a little better, because it's like the Gary Vaynerchuk $1.80 strategy. I completely forgot what that was called. I was talking about it, I was like, the buck 20. Then I had to Google it and see the step-by-step, and I was like, "Oh, $1.80 makes sense. 10 hashtags, 9 posts, 2 comments per post." So, fun. So that is what I learned from that on as far as growing your podcast, and I'm going to try myself to implement these. This enthusiastic talks, I'm going to find a new home for it, and I will put another episode out when I do that. But I believe I'm just going to call it Enthusiastic Talks with Sam, put the description out there, so anyone who's interested in listening is welcome to come along for the ride. The Pocket Macro brand is going to be specifically on macro photography. It's in the dang name, so I better stick with that for that. I wanted to, like, that's the macro photography. If it goes anywhere, doesn't go anywhere, that's what it is. I don't want to get too crazy with it. Enthusiastic Talks is going to be Enthusiastic Talks with Sam, and it's going to be a new show. I will yeah, I'll just rename this. I don't know how all that works, but we'll find out. So if you are subscribed to this and you're looking for the episodes, you'll have to look for Enthusiastic Talks with Sam if you're not able to find it. That will be what I call it. And then this Pocket Macro Talks, we're going to just call it something more fun. Pocket Macro, Macro Photography of Bugs. I don't know. I'm still thinking of a name. But yeah, I don't know. That's all I got for this one. So we'll catch you later. Whee!